All righty. I'm going to dust him off and send him back out. Pick the burrs off him. Comb his hair a little bit. You know, he gets all mussed up when he's out there. Ron Rademacher, he's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, guy who holds the record for getting lost on the Michigan back roads the most. And the Michigan Back Roads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, pick the sticks out of your hair. You look terrible. What's happening?
Hey, listen, man, there's nothing like starting the morning with a little Molly Hatchet, if you ask me.
That's what I say. What's that have to do with the sticks in your hair?
Hey, listen, sticks in my hair. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am deep in the UP, so there's sticks everywhere. I just want to, if I could interject here.
Sure.
That is a wonderful intro you do of me. I really do appreciate that. But is there any way we could work in there that I am economically attractive?
So you were listening to the show the other day when we talked about the biggest problem with marriage today is there are not enough economically attractive men.
Yes, and I am economically attractive, depending on your definition of it, what the meaning of the word attractive is.
Right. Yeah, you got two mason jars squirreled away. You're doing all right.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah. So what's happening, Ron? Tell me what's happening.
We got all kinds of stuff going on out there. You know, it is a tough anniversary, but we got big stuff coming up this weekend, so we can get out there and enjoy this perfect weather. If you've ever wanted to go on a tall ship, Julie and Hugh, who hand-built the Huron Jewel, are going to take it through the Sioux Locks this weekend. So you can still get on board for that. Only 6 passengers, but it's a 4-day trip, and you get gourmet cooking. Really going to be some great colors up through there.
So and what is this Drummond boat? Island. What's the boat?
It's called the Huron Jewel, and it's the fastest schooner on the Great Lakes. Hugh and Julie hand-built it. I actually visited them while they were doing it. And it's the 9th boat that he has built. So it was built to sail the shallow waters, and it's a floating bed and breakfast. I'm over 6 foot tall, and I can stand up straight up below decks. It's really an amazing vehicle. So they're taking us through the Sioux Locks this weekend.
Very nice.
They got a few other trips this fall yet, but, you know, once we get into October, everybody gets those boats out of these Great Lakes.
Right. Got to put them up in. The lakes
do start to get dangerous. And other than that, St. Ignace, they got that great big memorial truck parade across the big bridge this weekend.
What's that about? Tell me all about that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly who Richard Crane is, who the memorial is for, and I have no internet today, but this is an annual event. They're going to have over 200 these big semi-trucks all decked out, lit up. And they parade across the Mackinac Bridge. And it's a sight to see. My buddy, the long-haul Vanderbilt, tried to get his rig into it, but they explained to him that covering your cab with fishing lures is not, you know, it's not decked out. They want to see something more than daredevils and musky lures out there.
I think that's all right. I like daredevils.
Yeah, it's great. You know, aren't daredevils made on the antenna?
Yeah, aren't daredevils made in Michigan?
Of course.
Yes, that's what I thought. By the way, I've got internet here, too. It doesn't say who Richard Crane is. Talks about the show, talks about got video, all sorts of great things. StIgnus.com, you can find out all about it. But I have no answer yet for the question of the day. I'm going to get to it, though. Keep plugging along.
Yeah, the question of the day, anybody calling in, if you'll let me know who it is, if you'll get me their name and address, I will send them a free autographed copy of my book, 3-Day Getaways.
There you go.
Just let me know. Somebody, whoever answers that, there we got a little contest going.
All right.
We got to keep moving here because there's a lot going on. You know, Mount Pleasant this weekend, Friday, I believe it is Scooby-Doo's 50th birthday. That doesn't put you some age on you, baby.
Rut-row.
Oh, Friday the 13th. Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. It's Scooby-Doo's birthday. Good time. They got a scavenger hunt going on, birthday cake, photo booth. They will have a real Scooby-Doo there for you to pet. He's also known as Ernie. He's a certified therapy dog.
All right. Lord knows you need that.
It's hard to beat that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And, so we got to keep going on. We got a couple of trails I want to talk about.
All right.
Pentwater, they do something very unusual this time of year when they start getting some color. The Old Baldy Trail that goes out of the state park, they actually light that up. And it's lit up from dusk until about 10 p.m. And hikers go out, and they all have these lighted costumes on. There's lighted dancers, and it's really quite a cool show. Then they shut it down at 10:30, so you can go to your campgrounds and get to the campfires on the beach, watch the stars. Pretty cool. And if you go early enough in the day, I just want to tell you, just north of Pentwater is a business called Bortel's.
Okay,
they have been producing fresh caught out of Lake Michigan smoked fish for five generations.
Bortel's,
one of the best places for smoked fish. You don't have to go to the UP to get it. They're right there just north of Pentwater. A little plug for Bortel's. Love their stuff.
All right. And I want to get to this one note here before we run out of time. The South Haven to Port Huron, the Great Lake to Lake Trails inaugural ride. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, you know, Michigan is really leading the nation in putting together trails and connecting them up. So the Lake to Lake Trail goes from Port Huron over to South Haven. The ride's actually going to start in South Haven and work its way over to Port Huron over 7 days. And it will go through our friends down there in Albion. It happens to go right through Albion. 275 miles, Steve.
So it's not very long, you see. 30, 35 miles a day. I mean, not very long compared to some other rides. There you go.
Yeah, it's nothing like if you were going to ride the Iron Bell, you know, from Detroit to Iron Mountain. But this has been a long, ongoing project getting this Lake Trail open. This is the inaugural ride this weekend, so that's going to be a good time.
And you got about 10 seconds to answer this question. Why is there no art prize this year?
I am not sure why there isn't, and I tried to find out, but they are going to have Project One, which is where they're going to have a few. They're going to have a half a dozen public art exhibitions, but they're changing art prize over to every other year. So if you've been looking for notifications to go there, which is this time of year, there's no art prize this year.
MichiganBackroads.com, 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 the place to find Ron Rademacher. Get your town, your festival, your event highlighted right here across the state of Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Again, MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, always a pleasure, my friend. Be safe.
Scooby-Doo. Talk to you later.
Bravo.
Uh-oh.